This show is sponsored by MyOliveLeaf.biz, MyOliveLeaf.biz, and the Hurricane Report, merchandise, and more.
Thank you very much. Why don't you drive them crazy? Just say 12 more years, right?
Thank you so much for having me on the show once again today. I'm grateful to be here.
Yeah, I'm so blessed that you took the time out of your busy schedule. You're out in Macon, I think that's what Shayla said today. Is that where you are?
Yes, I'm in Macon, Georgia today at a Trump rally.
All right. So do you want to do any promo for that event and anything else you want to say before I get started?
Well, I mean, it's always good to hear what the president has to say, regardless of, you know, where you stand or what you believe. Sometimes you have to hear things for yourself in order to believe them or in order to even know that they were said, with the media being so divisive and one-sided and not playing truth. So since the president was this close to Atlanta, I needed to be here. I needed to hear what he has to say. And I need to hear what he's offering the American people. This is a free event. They are packed. I've been in line now for probably about an hour just trying to park myself. So he has a lot of supporters here. And like I said, I'm here to listen and learn.
Amen. And blessings to you, definitely. So just for the sake of time, I am going to quickly play about a 15-20-second clip. Would love to have you address that, as well as we got one other, and then Judge is coming in, and we're definitely going to do as much promo for you as possible today. So please make sure that you keep pushing your social media pages and anything else that would be considered a talking point. All right, so I'm going to play this audio clip, and after this, we'll talk.
State Senator Nikema Williams won't debate her long-shot Republican opponent. The Atlanta Press Club says that Williams' campaign declined a virtual debate against the Republican Angela Stanton King. The winner of this race starts a full term beginning in January of 2021.
All right, so I would like to give you an opportunity at this time to go on and address the audio clip, if you don't mind.
I think that, you know, when Nikema and I first had our interaction on Twitter and she declined a debate, she stated it was because her five-year-old son needed to be in virtual kindergarten. I thought that that was disrespectful to all of the working mothers of the 5th District. I mean, we've all had to maneuver working and sending our kids to school at the same time. Not only that, but, you know, kindergarten is something that isn't even mandatory by the state of Georgia. So for you to say that you want to be a representative for all people, you want to represent all voices, and then when it comes to virtual kindergarten, you just dismiss the people of Georgia. Not only that, her stance on Planned Parenthood, where she's been employed by them for well over a decade. I mean, being their spokesperson to basically sell us this lie about abortion and Planned Parenthood that has it admitted their racist ties. So I think that she's not willing to debate me because she knows she's going to have to answer to truth, facts, not only that, but common sense.
Definitely. Speaking of common sense, I was really taken aback by this next audio clip because this guy just didn't seem to get it, and I would love to have you address this as well, and then hopefully by that time we'll have Joshua Brown in-house, and we'll get a chance to have you just hold it.
I'm not a spokesperson for Donald Trump. My name is Angela Renee Stanton. I am running my own campaign, Stanton King for Congress. I don't know why this reporter keeps asking me about Donald Trump. I'm trying to run my own campaign. I'm not his spokesperson. I'm not paid by his campaign to speak for him. And I don't have all the answers for him, but I do support his policies.
But he pardoned you. That's why I'm asking you about it.
Is that
you received
a crime?
A pardon. No, I'm just asking because
okay.
You were a recipient of a pardon from
him. I supported him before he gave me a pardon.
You have been accused of sympathizing with the QAnon conspiracy theory.
Who accused me of that?
Many people. And I just wanted to ask you about a few tweets.
No, I need you to be factual. Who accused me of that? Because what is an accusation? Is that something that's been proven in court? Have I ever gone on record and said I'm a member of QAnon? Because I have not.
Okay.
So who are the people that accuse me of that?
So when you tweeted, this isn't about COVID-19 or Black Lives Matter, this is a major cover-up for pedophilia and human trafficking.
That has nothing to do with QAnon.
What did you mean by
exactly that? Exactly what
I said. Well, give me some evidence.
I don't think it needs any explanation.
Okay. So when you said, did Ghislaine Maxwell tip off authorities about Wayfair? What did you mean by that?
Exactly what I said. What's the next one?
So do you believe that an online...
What I said. You can read. What's the next one?
Do you believe that an online...
What I said. What's the next one?
Do you believe...
We done. Let's go.
Do you believe that an online furniture retailer is peddling a global pedophilia conspiracy?
You just like I did. Let's go, y'all.
I mean, I think that I spoke very clearly in that clip that you just played. I mean, I don't know how many times I can say it. It just is what it is. Like, I'm not going to be back into a corner or silent for supporting a president that has actually produced while other people are running behind people that have been in office for 40 and 50 years and haven't produced anything. I mean, I'm just using basic common sense, and I'm not going to be ashamed
of it. Gotcha. All right, so at this time, for the sake of time, I'd like to open up 323-646, 323-646, Jessica Brown. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, Ms. Valerie. Congresswoman, I call you that in great confidence of your campaign. I enjoyed our brief chat when we ran into each other again down in Atlanta. I will say this. I enjoyed your response. And you put that fool in his place, because the press these days thinks asking a question is like trying to cross-examine a hostile witness. They ask leading questions. They make statements and ask you if you said, when are you going to stop beating your wife? I don't beat my wife. Well, everybody says you are. Who are they? Well, you know who they are. I don't tell me who's accusing me. Well, you know what they're saying, you know, that kind of mess. So, I mean, it's just absolute nonsense. And by the way, since we brought up Trump, that charade of a debate between Biden, Walker, and Trump, a three-way thing, Walker and Biden were masking the same kind of emphatic, well, they weren't asking, they were making emphatic statements. Don't you agree or do you disagree? Well, none of the above have a damn thing to do with reality. You know?
Right.
So, I mean, it's interesting. You've got some very intelligent points that you made. One you did that was very interesting, particularly from somebody like me that had system, and you made more sense when you gave a lecture about that than I've heard in a long time. You want to tell us your thoughts on criminal justice reform? I really thought they were on point.
Well, I mean, like I said before, you know, criminal justice, police reform is a part of criminal justice reform. You can't have criminal justice reform without the police. I mean, anytime I've ever gone before a judge or stood before a court to get sentenced, there's usually an interaction with the police officer before you get there. So community policing is important. We need to bring our community and our police together. I mean, I just had a couple of ideas possibly about bringing beat walking back again, having some community events, having some of the officers begin to patrol the neighborhoods that they live in. Let's go back to creating relationships between the community and the police versus pitting the community and the police towards one another.
Judge, can we also, while we're on crime reform, how did you feel about Ice Cube's recent contract for Black America? Because that also included that subject matter.
Well, for me, and I appreciate that, because we're getting ready to walk in now. And of course, you know, I love Joe Brown, and anytime he wants me on the show, I'll be here. But I think the way that Ice Cube is being treated is an example of just how far we've gone. Like when it comes to white people, they can choose which party they want to represent and don't have to worry about being outcast. Don't worry, have to worry about being banned. Ice Cube made the right decision. Ice Cube says, I'm doing what's best for Black America. And what's best for Black America is working with the person that's in power right now and has the ability to make this happen. Not only does he have the ability to make this happen, but he has shown interest in making this happen. Just like he said he offered the same contract to Biden and his administration. They told him to wait till after the election. So that's just another example of how they've taken advantage of our votes for years. They just expect to get the vote regardless, and then after we win, maybe we can have a conversation about it. Well, the Trump administration is saying, no, we're ready to have this conversation right now. Not only are we ready to have this conversation right now, but we're ready to move and we're ready to act, and that's exactly what we need. When you are really about pushing Black America forward, then the time to act is right now.
You know something, Congresswoman? When you talk to a fool will only hear what they want to hear, not what was said. And you know Ice Cube ought to do? He ought to tell them just exactly what you told that fool, British fool, trying to interview you. Basically, go to hell. I said what I said, and it can't get any more obvious than this.
Can't get any more obvious. It's time for us to stand on what we believe. If these people are radical enough to burn down our communities in the name of what they believe, then we've got to be radical enough to stand on what we believe and stand up to these people that are against our beliefs. When it comes to a situation where your beliefs begin to suppress mine, then it's no longer fair. We're supposed to all live together, all respect each other, and that's not what we're seeing happening right now in America.
You know, I fancy myself to be a student of history, and it's interesting because you can get an update on it if you watch the military channel, the Smithsonian channel. You see how the Nazis worked 100 years ago, and these far-left folk are beginning to look very much like the Nazis, including this suppression of opinion where they get to determine what's worth hearing and how much of it somebody can get to hear. You see, that's nothing but a Nazi-like tactic. And the other thing is, the Nazi itself stands for National Socialist, et cetera, et cetera. And you've got National Socialists who happen to be a bit gay, like the Nazis, and then they want to be oppressive and totalitarian and do mind control. You're one of the few to speak out against that mess. Not necessarily. I understand the politics here, and you're in the Atlanta area, but I'm not asking you to address that. But I'm so glad you're one of the people that are speaking out against this totalitarian mind control nonsense that these fools are spouting, and the ignorant of falling right into the trap like sheep.
Right. Exactly right.
Good for you.
Thank you so much, Judge Joe Brown. You know, I appreciate you having me on the show. Anytime you want me to come back, I'll be back. I'm on my way to this rally now. I'm going to hear what the president has to say, and I'm going to take it back and deliver it to the community and begin to allow people to make their own decisions and not what some rapper that's living up in a mansion on the hill is telling them to do based off of what he believes.
Well, you know, you can tell the president I support him and I like his programs, and he's a man, and I'll give you a little slogan. People, this election, they got a choice. Man or woman up or punk out.
That's right. That is so right. 100%. I'll talk to you soon, Judge Joe Brown.
Well, okay. There were some more questions we wanted to ask you, but we'll need to get you back on since you run out of time. And I do want us to be able to talk to you when you get sworn in.
Oh, awesome, Judge Brown. You know I'm coming to see you first, especially when it comes to legislation. Criminal justice reform is at the top of my list, so I'm excited about sitting down with you at the table and figuring out what we can do different this go-round when it comes to reforming our justice system.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Do you want to give us social media or any information before you go?
My social media is the Angela Stanton, guys, and my campaign website is stantonkingforcongress.com. Please look me up, follow me, and give me your support.
Thank you.
You appreciate
mine.
It so much.
All right.
Did you enjoy this audio? We sure hope you did. Today's show is sponsored by My Olive Leaf. Please visit myoliveleaf.biz to shop for olive leaf extracts, which will assist your efforts to transform your life, detox your body, increase your energy, get restful sleep, and rid your body of antiviral, antibacterial, and antifungal properties. Do not delay. Contact the MOL reps today. Please visit myoliveleaf.biz for their full line of olive leaf extracts and moringa products. Oh yeah, for those of you who would like a personal consultation, please call the MOL reps at 612-567-3263. Also visit their website and social media pages for the latest on sales, new releases, and more.
The Hurricane Report. Write it, take action, maintain freedom. Buy their gear, mugs, hoodies, leggings. They got all kind of stuff, right? The Hurricane Report.